Perhaps I could do without that, because I'm not having to focus on anything. Now I take it. You must guide me. You know all this. I don't. Thank goodness. Now I look somewhere around here, eh?
It's right, and
right in front of you, Murray says.
Right in front of me, yes. Now, I am about to describe... Are you recording?
Yes.
I am about to describe the results of attempted clairvoyant vision into the air before me, perhaps at various levels. I am using the Ajna Chakram in general, and only in the case of extremely minute objects do I attempt to apply the etheric tube. Meditating and quieting. I'm held up. Sandra, that's far too light.
Oh, really?
That reflection. Can you, supposing you open that door? No, it's only because I'm getting the reflection. The door, the light in from here. That, oh, that'll do it. You've done it. Well, not too far. That's taken the glare away. That's if I had that glare, it was impossible.
The mirror is reflecting.
Right. Yes, now I think I'll try. The first impression is that the air is filled with myriads of objects, extremely minute, varying in intensity of light and apparent size, and through them there is flashing almost repeatedly streams of energy. So that the air is enormously alive. All of these objects of varying size and luminosity are in motion. The general impression is of curves and even even circular motions and even spiral. And occasionally there flashes across the whole scene a stroke of lightning in miniature flash. Only by trying in this wholly experimental field for the first time to focus on a small area in this vast field of activity, can I hope to gain information of individual constantly moving points of light. Yes, that's what they look like. Extremely minute. Constantly moving points of light in, under all kinds of directive forces, in the main, but not all, circular, or within the limits of circularity, but continually, as if from center, outward radiating, as if from enormously powerful centers of force, they are shooting straight lines of force in many directions. And these, even if I look at the general field, these are contained within it. My difficulty is that everything is moving so rapidly, nothing whatever is still, and if I am to make an investigation as earlier, I have to be able to override in consciousness this swift movement. From the observer's point of view, the field in front of me is extremely diverse, and one form of activity intrudes upon or shoots through or pervades another, so that right in front of me now I can see shooting centers of force, either by there's one which is going up to my to 11 o'clock of my face. Which is very powerful. A stream of energy is shooting across at the angle of about 11 o'clock. It's composed of myriads and myriads of the most minute points of light, I can hardly say, shooting with it. It itself is about golden in color. The others, the points are all white on the whole. As I am now, and as far as I've gone, my difficulty is that there's nothing systematic at all that I'm looking at. Everything is, well, to be frank, chaotic, shooting in all directions. The general vague colouring, total colouring, of the air in front of me is purple. And through it are shooting in all directions currents of different coloured forces, mostly white and golden. Oh, look there. I suddenly got a glimpse of one of the points of light. Oh, it's like that shell which has a corkscrew inside it, Sandra. There's one shell which has a
corkscrew. A spiral.
Spiral inside it. I got hold of one then. I see, I've managed to see some. To hold a little bit onto them, they're nearly all moving. They have forces moving within them, either spirally or circularly, round them. Oh yes, spiral, not unlike a shell. Yes. Oh, there's some green colouring here before me, soft, very delicate. Soft green, golden, but the whole general colour is purple. Oh, I cannot offer, with my limited powers, to get hold of one of those minutest of minute centers moving with supreme activity still before me as yet, so that I can examine the form thereof. I'll try. Too diverse, too numerous. Oh, there are different sizes. Yes, there are some. Yes. Phenomenous, tremendous. Yes, the whole air in front of me, within the range, very limited, of my clairvoyant vision, probably about that much, is one mass of apparently uncoordinated, rushing, spinning movements of the minutest possible objects one could ever imagine. And running through, there are various colors, predominantly purple. Yes. Oh, there's a stream of currents now gone by, which is white. Yes. No, Murray, I can't 10 on 1.
I think that's all right for now. I think that was a pretty good start.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that meat to some extent what you wanted?
Yes, it starts there.
Stop the recording. I want to talk to you.
Mm.
As I continue to watch, I now see very minute objects moving with extreme rapidity from a center and then back to it. Like that. Yes, yes there is. Almost producing the effect of a funnel, though narrowing, like a flower does, down towards its root. Yes, there are some minute objects which are going in and out, but the main are circular or moving in terms beyond my concept. Oh, look, there's an explosion. Oh, there's another phenomenon. What looked like explosions are occurring. All around. That is to say, a brilliant object comes up towards me and then explodes or passes out of the restrictions of my powers of vision so that it looks as if they explode. Oh, yes, that kind of phenomenon of explosions going on all around too. So that's another phenomenon to be observed, yes. What I'm looking for doesn't, not, or rather, investigating about doesn't seem to be within the range of my present purely etheric vision, which is order. As I look out like this, etheric vision through my Ajna Chakram into the air before me, it's one mass of apparently uncoordinated different activities of the minutest particles, though some of them are moving in streams so close and so rapidly as to produce the effect of flashes. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. There are flashes.
If you could stay with the shell-shaped objects, that would be good.
If I could get onto one of the shell shape.
Yes, it's
that. Oh, now, wait a minute.
Right,
now I must have a rest.
That's all. That was cheap.
That was a very pregnant. Don't have it on yet. Only when I do that.
Going.
All interest in one type of subminute, brilliantly lighted hyperactive point of force is that, some of this, of the, some of the, some of the spinning round the center is spiral. Yes. There is a, now it's enlarged, I've enlarged it. I imagine a spiral center, itself, composed of, minutest, rapidly moving, circularly moving minute objects, and then round it, my other objects moving, spirally. And now these are not, they're going, I think, from below upwards. Below upwards. These are not my, yes, those are the spirals. That's right. Now I think I've got a single one enlarged, but yes, enormously. The spiral goes up from what would be the bottom, round. It gets wider, then it goes up to the summit of the little central pillar, in quotes, and passes out. It's one kind. Spins round and passes, shoots out the top. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Shooting out, spinning, spinning, spinning. Now I'm getting it. There's a little object. That's spinning spirally. It can't be spinning spirally. It's like a cockled shell, only it's spiral. And they all shoot off out of my range so instantaneously it's very difficult, though in some strange way I can follow a little bit at a higher level of consciousness. Move with them, as it were, to some extent only. Now that central rod, that's a force moving up and out of the top. It's part of a system. It's only itself part of a building, which a force is flowing through it out at the top from a center below. What I thought was a separate a column, in quotes, is really part of a much larger group of such columns round which minute objects are spinning round in a spiral fashion from a center out at the top. Some of these little chaps are themselves more or less shell-shaped spiral. Look at that. There's one. Minutest of the minute, but yes, the spiral. I've suddenly got a different vision. Lost that vision. Something has intruded upon me. There are a lot, not all, but because of course I can't watch all, but I do see a great many of the shooting out particles are spinning. There are little spirals shooting out. Yes, there are.
Five minutes
more of tape. He doesn't mind. Murray doesn't mind if you wish not to stop.
I just got something then. I've lost it now.
Try and get it back.
No, I can't.
No.
No. I did have a strange experience then, in which, without my conscious effort, perhaps under aid, what was about minute object became enlarged sufficiently for me able to see its contents and construction. Look at it. Gain a central source, outshooting particles. Something in the nature of a pattern. Yes. It's the whole center of what I'm seeing now is a focus from which myriads upon myriads of the minutest particles are shooting out in all directions, but some of them have a distinct curve as they go out. Others rush out and open out, forming a kind of flower-like design. Ooh, yes, they're shooting up. Yes, all from the center of this form which I'm seeing. It's part of what I've been calling the central rod. I think I've got one now. Central rod, itself built of myriads of sub-minute uprushing particles. Some of them are not colored. There's some substance there which is different. Yeah, I have a stop. Sorry.
Good.
You might not have an idea to go on with before the tape runs out?
No, it's running out now, any minute now.
I can't.
That's right.
I endanger my head.
Don't do that, dear.
The most difficult I've ever done. Because, you see, I'm not focused on anything. I have to make my own focus. I'm still very clairvoyant, by the way, although I've stopped. Oh, I am. Well, I think if you wouldn't mind, I must lie down. What's your advice, dear?
Yes, don't stop. Don't risk it. We'll endanger your head in the slightest degree.
I would do.
I don't do that.
I think I must lie down. With Mary mind.
Oh, no, Mary wouldn't mind at all.
I would depart from the scene, Mary.
Of course she wouldn't mind at all. Yeah. Yes, I'll help you. I'll help you.
See, Jeffrey, sounded like that to you. But also somewhere at the back of my mind is whether it all fits in somewhere to a coordinated system.
Yes, of course. You know what you want.
Well, we'll go on. We'll go on again next Monday, next Wednesday.
Yes, maybe you might say I'm.
Every week, as well, unless either of us wants to cancel, something happens to stop us. I've mentioned it to you.
Now he wants to die coming back.
I mentioned to Ronnie my interest that you know about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is the mystery of how all the myriad types of life, every one of them strictly adhering to their own divine from what seems to be a mass of that are like a bottom or something or a root, if you like, each one finds its own law.
What is your voice?
And something about, for example,
yes.
That yellow flower of ours.
Is that beautiful? Hibiscus.
Hibiscus. Now, if you look at the hibiscus, in the middle, you see a rock, a kind of rock protruding from the middle of it, mm-hmm. right down into the very center of it, right down into the mystery of what's going on there. And at the other end of it, there are like a little small nodule. And then there are the five or six leaf petals. Why that number? Who controls it? Well, how is it with all of this mystery of the absolutely organized and often extremely beautiful products of nature are up there? And there is, into which I want to turn. Now you can think about that, if there's anything that you suggest. Get flowers in, or I'm going to sit out there where a flower is beginning. You see a bud or something. What's it doing?
Well, just now we've got beautiful hibiscus, which you could help, I could bring for you.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. Next time.
This thing changed. Just move it. The plain shrine cover is very good for me. Wait a moment. That's it. Now I've got the plain shrine cover. Yes. Now take those pictures off, would you?
Just pop them. I'll take them off for you. Would you like the mirror door just a bit open so you haven't got the shining mirror?
No, I'm all right as I am.
Right?
Yes, that would be a help.
I thought it just... Now just let me have a seat.
Very brilliant. Right into my face. That's it. Better, that'll do. As far as the sunlight's concerned.
Shining light.
That's better. Oh, I say it's sinking. Oh, my dear fellow, it's all going down to my chest.
Oh, goodness.
Down at my chest now.
Oh, the tape's coming down.
Want some more? Here it is.
More tape. Should have. Well, it's all gone wrong now. It's the tube is now against this. I'd like it up against that shrine. Good, good. That's perfect. That's it now. Yes. Now wait a minute. If only I didn't breathe. How that, when I come to look, or even with my eyes open, at the material of which that tube is made, is charging, minutest particles. Look at them. Terrifically busy. Well, now let's try what happens with the light, with it on. Just say to me, on. Oh, wait a minute. Are you ready to record?
Yes. It'll be on in about five seconds.
Wait a second.
When this little light's on, it's on.
On, surely, isn't it?
Not yet, Geoffrey. You want me to turn it on then?
All right. Now you say to me the words on, could you?
All right. On.
Record.
Yes.
That's all right. Now, still, everybody. Now, save your tape until I give you a note like that. I'll give you a warning. Not yet, I'll do that. Now you want me to get inside that tube, I take it, remember I know nothing, and tell you what is occurring, is that it?
Yes.
You direct me that far, would you, in your own words.
There will be streams of minute lighted particles, and we want you to try and examine them and see what structure they have inside them.
Oh, that's good. My first experience is of two phenomena. One looks like a stream of very minute particles flowing, making patterns as they do so. And every now and again, there's a larger particle goes down, golden. The phenomena is tremendous. Now, you want me to get onto one of those smaller ones?
The smallest ones you can see.
Some of them are centers of radiation. Oh, some of them are like spinning. Such a dancing and interplay of these minute particles, as well as a flow, and or getting hold of one of them, as you asked me, very difficult to do so because of speed of movement. Oh, look! Oh, yes, there's a kind of curious spiral look. Oh, there's one. Yes, it's a spiral. Ooh. There's the little sun, like a miniature sun radiating from a center, extremely brilliant. That's one kind of particle. Then there's another which is slightly elongated in shape, rather like, well, I don't know of any physical object at all, like a little minute as possible tube flying along. Oh yes, there it goes, there it goes. Oh, it's a little tiny little tube. It's lighted at one end very brightly and brilliantly, and it looks like rather not lighted at the other end. And inside there, oh, the activity is tremendous going on. I don't know where it's going on. It's going on. It's in a circular. It's like inside itself. There's a circular spiral-like movement going on, all down the desert, one end to the other, shooting down. Oh, they flash by me with incredible speed, and I have difficulty in holding one, but I did manage to then, and the impression was at once not unlike the globe-like shape, but rather like a stretched-out shape, like a pea pod or something. A little cylinder. Oh, it's like a cylinder. It's, oh, yes, I've got it. It's like a minute cylinder. And inside that cylinder, oh, the right-hand end, yes, is bright and brilliant, flowing out towards my right, and the other end is less so, apparently, though there's some kind of discharge there, and a blue colour, and a golden colour the other end. Oh, yes, it's a brilliant, brilliant object now. Yes, it is. Right inside there are minuter still particles which are moving in a spiral like direction down the tube, down the cylinder. Yes. Rest. That's about all I can do. Oh. Now, anything else to be watched? I can switch off, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I think relax is a good idea.
Is that about all?
Relax, he said now for a minute.
Relax for a time. And then describe what else I can see. All right.
I think if you can go to the smallest particles that you could still call physical or etheric, that would be good.
I can still call what?
Physical or etheric. It would be very
those
good.
Those very small particles. And then what? Describe their form, what's inside them.
Well, before you do that, can you tell me what particles you think you have been looking at? Have they been very, very tiny?
Wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. You switch off, have you? I'll give you a signal when I'm on, when I'm seeing something. With my eyes open and ordinary clairvoyance, the activity of the skin of the cylinder is quite tremendous, and it's a discharge going off from that. Tremendous discharge, only tremendous in this sense. Now look here, could you raise this slightly, Murray? It's come down again a bit low. Oh, I don't think it matters. No, I'll slide. I've moved. All right. Now, have you started again, or am I talking?
I'll start. It's going now, if you want it.
Problem is my difficulty of speed of movement.
I might guide you a little without giving
it away. Yes.
I expect there would be some larger particles and smaller ones as well between them.
Perhaps. Yes. And I saw that.
Try to look at the very smallest etheric particles.
Oh, I see. Right. Yes. There's that very larger type. I described, sun-like, yes. It's so small I can't get inside it. In a minute I enlarge it. My trouble is swift speed. They flash by me. Must hold one for a second. Try and follow it. Oh, there it is, there it is, there it is. Ooh, it's discharging. Oh, there's a pattern of discharge. Two V-like up and two V-like downwards. A stream outside. This is outside. Oh, slightly blue inside. Oh, yes, in the center. Oh, right in there. Oh, yes. It's this tiny, minutest one. It's, I got it very much enlarged. It's blue in the middle and it's got discharging off on the outside with these main lines and many others in between them, like a continual radiation. Then right inside, right in there, there's a... Oh, there's something coming from a higher level. There's some force coming from a higher level of supply right into an... arriving there in the very center of it, and there it is like shining, and then from it there radiates in all directions towards the surface a stream of energy, some of which goes in V-shaped, as I've said, others fairly evenly throughout in all directions. Yes, there's a third stream of force, which I can draw, but which I can't describe, because it is semicircular. It leaves an interior arrival center, and then, instead of going straight out like all the others, it goes in a slight curve. Out in one direction, swings over to another. Oh yes, there are a whole series of discharges of these partly moving, partly circular moving, still more minute objects. Oh yes, look at them. That's about all I can do.
Wait a minute and see.
That's all right. Let's relax again.
Relax again. I'll just shut the window because they...
God thing I can do
have
much more.
Have a rest, Have a rest.
If I asked you to look at Anu, I beg your pardon, if I asked you to look at Anu, would that help to guide you to what to look for?
All right. Oh, now then, I haven't been looking at Anu.
No.
I've been looking at very much later objects.
Very much smaller?
Later.
Well, I mean, the Anu is the absolute first formation.
Yes.
It's the root, isn't it? The first formation, supposedly,
yes,
of the atom, or whatever we call it. Yes.
It is etheric, though, is it not? The Anu.
It's arrived at the etheric level.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Then in this case, you're not recording. In this case, what you want is what is like. You see, what I'm aware of now is that all of this energy from within the object is arriving there from a higher dimension.
Mm.
Now then, what we want is the first arrival, the Anu. Could you give me a description of the Anu?
It is?
No, a theosophical one, whatever it is. I know it means the...
It's the ultimate physical atom.
Ultimate physical atom, yes.
It is said to have a spiral form inside, and we want.
I've seen this curved flow. I've described that to you.
What we really want you to get onto, perhaps not today, but what we want you to look at is that particular spiral form in the Anu.
Oh.
To try and dissect it if you can, even to count the spirals, that would be.
Oh, dear fellow, I see.
This is the goal.
I see. I may have to leave that for next time.
Yes, that's all right.
Now, I've gone so far as I can. I've found the curve movements. Yes. No, I mustn't go on some.
Don't try. Right. You know best because it's...
No, I strain my head.
I don't do that.
I didn't have a very good night. Not too good. Switch me off, would you? I must stop.
Turn this off.
Oh, wait a moment.
Yes?
Leave it on.
Okay.
Give it on a second. Oh, I've suddenly got something. My ego said, go on, look again. I'll give you a signal. That angle at which I described. Yes, a lot of minute particles are shooting off from a larger one at an angle as I've described it. Now I've got to get into the center of the source. Spinning all right. Now what is it more you want? There are forces in there which are spinning.
Can you discern the spirally?
Sandra?
Can you discern the spirally?
Not now. No, I can't go any further. Not again. I might make an error, because I'm getting a little tired. Yes. I'll stop now.
All right.
Yes, very good. That's wonderful to listen to.
Yes. I wait a moment. Often when I stop, I suddenly begin to get things. Still on, isn't it?
Yes.
Wait a moment. Terrific. When I touch that center of arrival, it almost gives me a shock. The amount of energy when my consciousness is down at that level, or up at that level, it's like almost gives me a shock. It's a tremendous force. Oh, it's undoubtedly spinning. There's no doubt about it. Right in the very center of that, there is a spinning. Oh, yes, a spiral is spinning, yes. Now, anything you want to know about that? Oh, look at that.
Is it one spiral or that a number
of
them?
Oh, a number.
How many?
My dear fellow.
Try.
Wait a minute, I've got one. I saw it. Now you want to know how many?
Roughly or exactly?
Wait a minute now, I must take a rest. Yeah. I saw the spiral.
He said roughly or exactly.
All right, wait a minute, I will now. Curious thing, often when I stop, I begin to see best. Now. No, can't do any more. Now start me from that point. Give me that next time. Switch me off.
No, best right. You must not dream of hurting your head.
No, I must be careful. The strain here is very great. One of the problems is speed of movement.
Yes.
Please do. Leave it. Now,
there's
no meeting on coming.
No, there are no movements, no lectures to be given. For a time, keep it in the next room.
Yes. Anywhere there.
Terrific going on in there. I says, Paul, how many? I didn't realize I got to come down to how many. Now remember, that's my task. My next Tuesday.
Counting the spirulina.
Now, may I assume, stop me, I don't want to build, that if and when next Tuesday we get this far, and I'm able to say, yes, I affirm it's spiral movement. I see that. Now, then you immediately called out, try and find out how many spirals.
Yes.
You mean of which the object consists or are going on in the space?
I guess from what you say that this spiral is somehow stranded. A number of strands all spinning together. This might be wrong, but it's the impression I've got. Now, what we'd like to do is for you to see how many of those strands there are in that spiral.
That's when I get next time. Then you bring that to me, will you?
Yes.
Right. Did you say strand?
He meant strings or strands.
What do you mean by strand?
Well, I don't want to be too precise because I don't know.
Oh, but I see.
I just gather that when you look.
No, but the word strand.
Yes.
Means what?
A strand, a strip, or
a string,
or a cord. It's like
string, piece of string.
A strand of hair, don't you say sometimes, or
like that?
Strand of.
Yes, only thicker.
Thicker.
Yes.
Oh yes, another question. I see.
It's like all my fingers, as if my fingers were very, very long.
And oh, you know, I've got it.
Like that.
Right. understood that, Sandra. Now I follow that up next time. I can't do any more now.
No, but if he once hurts his head, then there's stoppage for a long time.
Now, just sit if you both will.